Hey everyone, thanks again for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast. I'm Steve Blank. On this edition of the podcast, I'm rejoined by Greg Marco, president of Leading Edge Expositions, the producer of the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition. The CWCB Expo is a business-to-business trade show event for the legalized cannabis industry. It's held three times each year in the largest media, financial, and business markets, New York, Los Angeles, and Boston. Their next event in New York City kicks off on May 29th. For more information or to register to attend, visit CannabisMeansBusiness.com. Without further ado, Greg Marco.
Where am I speaking to you from today? Where are you geographically?
We are in Paramus, New Jersey. The corporate headquarters here in Paramus, in the mall capital of the world.
Right on. Life has been has been busy, has been fun, has been exciting since we last talked. I definitely want to take an opportunity to expand on developments and updates and news from all things CWCB Expo. But before we jump into the details, maybe for those that haven't had a chance to explore already or listen to our first chat together, why don't you tell everybody what the CWCB Expo is?
Well, thanks, Steve. The Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo is a business-to-business, a pure business-to-business, trade show and event. And, you know, it's an event where you can come and whether you're a beginner, a kind of curious, or an advanced, cannabis industry executive, or you wanted to become an investor in the space, it's really a cumulative event where from start to finish, where and then you can actually take our expanded exhibit hall, which is now completely sold out, and we actually have a walkthrough, which is part of our event now, of a greenhouse. There's actually going to be a greenhouse on the floor. And then within the greenhouse is going to be all different, products and services on how to power a greenhouse. Forever Flowering is actually building that out for us. So and there's going to be many companies within that greenhouse on the show floor. So since we spoke last, the floor is now completely sold out. The conference program is 99.9% completed. We have 30 plus tracks throughout the event, and we have our industry update, which is being done by Vivian Azer from Cowen Inc. And the show is going to run from workshops on how to purchase or open a cannabis business on Wednesday, seminars, welcome remarks by our managing partner Christine Iannuzzi happen on Thursday at 10 a.m. And our first keynote address is going to be Thursday at 10:30. Our second keynote address is going to be Friday. Not really a keynote. It's going to be a conversation with a major executive on Friday. We close it out with Saturday with obviously seminars and workshops as well as exhibit floor. So Steve, we also, for your audience, we also have plenty of networking opportunities. We announced since last we spoke Cannabis Week, which is a combination of many different events surrounding our event in New York. So as you come into New York for our event, you can download our Cannabis Week guide, which gives you, because when you're in a city such as New York, and the cannabis industry is what you want to be in, or are in, we start with, events and go through the entire week to make your stay most productive. And we've coined Cannabis Week. So there's a brochure on our website where you can download and actually see all the things happening in and around our event, throughout the week of last week of May, whether it be our industry party, whether it be our networking mixer, whether it be, an art exhibit at Toulon Club, the Hemp Pavilion, whether it be the greenhouse tour, whether it be the Cannabis and Hemp Academia Town Hall meeting, the cannabis awards presented by Cloverleaf, whether it be our clinical therapeutic applications medical cannabis symposium that we're having, our investor symposium, our yacht party, as I mentioned. There's a whole bunch of things going on. And we also have the Warrior for Wellness, the transition from epidemic facing, you know, veterans. So a lot going on the entire week, you know, and, you know, it's really going to be a pretty cool week. You know, we have the normal formal at the Julon Club. You know, it's a great week to be in the cannabis industry and then to be in New York May 29th.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but I do think it's worth at least touching on. Can you expand on briefly some of the tenure, some of the accomplishments of CWCB Expo? I asked that question to say I talk to a lot of people. We talk about the sea of events and exhibitions that is made available to both consumers and industry professionals and exhibitors and sponsors. Can you take a second to expand on some of the tenure and the body of work that CWCB Expo has already produced in an effort to speak to the fact that this is not new by any stretch of the imagination?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. This is we have three shows that we do every year, and the shows that we're going into our sixth year in New York City. This is the sixth annual Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition in New York. We have our LA show in September. It's going into its sixth year, and we have in October our Boston show, which is also going into its third year. So we were one of the first shows in the Northeast. All of our events, Steve, as you know, are in big venues. And, you know, we always try to put together, you know, quality curriculum for our attendees. And we always try to have relevant news. For example, if you looked at the news of, you know, M&A, mergers and acquisitions in the cannabis space are rampant right now, as you know.
Absolutely.
And the news yesterday coming out of the Canopy Growth and the Acreage Holdings announcement, you know, the acquisition, you know, for I guess it was $3.4 billion. Did you read that yesterday?
I did, yeah.
All right. So if you think about the relevant content that we have at our shows and the type of speakers we had last year at our fifth annual Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition, we had Bruce Linton of Canopy Growth keynoting our event. And during that keynote, we had a keynote sponsor presentation. And who gave that keynote sponsor presentation introducing Bruce Linton? Well, it was Kevin Murphy, president, CEO of Acreage Holdings. So, and those two companies just made a massive deal yesterday. So those are the type of, you know, pioneering speakers that we have, at our show, you know, let alone the industry experts of, you know, all quadrants of our event, you know, that we do have, you know, in terms of, you know, banking, finance, business opportunities, investing, policy and compliance, legalization, legislation, you know, investment and investors and guidance. You know, we have the leaders in all of these segments speaking at our events. And I made that reference to Bruce Linton and Kevin Murphy as an example of movers and shakers in our industry who are actually keynoting. And it's very newsworthy for our attendees, and it's very for the press. And, you know, it's just we have a very good strategy here. We want to make sure our content is relevant in the markets. And when we try to get, you know, the best of the best speaking at our event. So.
Absolutely. And is that, that list of rock stars still being established for this year that hasn't been published yet, right?
Well, you can right now, you know, the seminars for every session, whether it be banking, business opportunities, investing, policy compliance or marketing, branding, our entire speaker lineup. And again, you know, in the trade show business, you're going to have additional people added, you know, and all of our speakers are up on the website, and you can see it by track and by session. Next week and the week after, we are going to be announcing our keynotes for each day, Thursday, Friday. And I can tell you that it's going to be pretty cool and worth the price of admission to come here, the people we have coming to keynote our event. So just, you know, we're just writing the announcements, press releases regarding them, you know, and so, you know, I think that it's going to be a pretty cool attraction for people to come to the event.
Absolutely. So with regard to the different seminar subjects, cannabis legislation and regulation obviously varies state to state. Is CWCB Expo preparing for seminars or for keynotes that can help people differentiate regulations and the laws and ordinances, you know, from state to state?
Well, on Saturday, if you come to the if an attendee comes to the event, you know, we have tracks that are well, starting Friday as well, which is adult use in the Northeast, right? So, you know, what we can learn from other states, key trends shaping and taking shape in the Northeast, legalization and business opportunities in the Northeast. So everything's geared around the area that we're in, like in the Northeast sector, you know?
Sure.
You know, so we also have, you know, Saturday, Friday and Saturday in that adult use in the Northeast industry kind of bracket, we have in that track, we have, you know, dispensary owners and operators, trials and tribulations. So the future of hemp, all of these things are geared around the market that we're in. You know, the keynote presenters that we'll announce will speak from a, you know, kind of a high level industry type thing, you know, and they may touch upon, the Northeast, but, that's geared to their presentation.
Absolutely.
But
understand.
Obviously policy, compliance and legal, you know, there's national things as well. And those tracks start on Thursday. We have a track called Policy, Compliance, and Legal. You know, some of the names, don't forget the checks, how to prep for interning your license application, the business and law of marijuana, you know, compliance issues for cannabis licensees, how to remove all field regulators. So it's really a cool, informative, you know, different tracks we got going on. So, yes, we definitely touch upon, you know, all those things. And you know, we – New Jersey – you know, they took the vote off last month, and supposedly they're bringing the vote back in here in May. I don't know the timing specifically on that, but that was another component that's in the news.
Yeah, that was quite the roller coaster for a few weeks there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, for us, you know, being in the Northeast, being in New York, you know, when they announced that they're going back to the drawing board and going to reconvene in May, we were all pretty excited about that.
Absolutely. Yep, the clock is ticking one way or another. We'll just have to wait and see how it shapes out. The how did you describe it? The warrior wellness, the transition epidemic facing veterans, definitely was intrigued by that.
Yeah, we have a couple, you know, cool, if you want to call them, you know, for lack of a better word, plenary sessions, right? Or high level topics, right? So first one is on Wednesday, right? So that's for the kind of curious, you know, how do you purchase a cannabis business? Cloverleaf does that. That's Wednesday from 9 to 1. That's a cool workshop. Then we have the industry update, which is cool. And then we get into, you know, cannabis 2030, Back to the Future. You know, that's going to be really cool at 10:30 on Thursday. And then, you know, we have hemp, the dawning of a new day in the U.S., all about hemp. And that's on Friday. And then the Warrior for Wellness, the transition of, epidemic facing, veterans. That's on Friday. And that's a really cool panel discussion. Where you're going to be able to hear special operatives tell their stories and discuss the need for alternative therapies. You know, that I think is really cool for the attendees to take in there. Great panel of speakers. I think we touched upon it last time. You know, we have U.S. Army Command Sergeant Majors. We have, you know, Navy SEALs, you know, Max Rose, who is, you know, Captain of U.S. Army 1st Armored Division, a couple, another Navy SEAL. And that's on Friday at 1 o'clock. And then we also have a cool investor symposium on Friday. As the industry is evolving, you know, with M&A and investors and, you know, you always talk to your friends about, oh, what's the hottest cannabis stock to invest in? I said, if I knew that, I would, you know, but these, you know, these investment symposiums are great to hear from, you know, industry leaders. And that's Summit Meta is from Mezicali. He's actually, it's presented by Mezicali, and he's actually taking the lead on the organization of that. It's the cannabis landscape deconstructed for the seasoned investor. And that's an all-day thing. That's from 1 to 6. That's for fund and portfolio managers, Wall Street executives, bankers, investment advisors, and high-net-worth investors that really want to, you know, see the space from an investment, you know, perspective. We also have the Cannabis Awards, which are taking place on Friday. And then we have a really nice program on Saturday, which is being presented by the Medical Resource Association in collaboration with CWCB Expo. It's for physicians, physician assistants, advanced registered nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and attorneys. They're educational sessions with CME, and the topic is clinical and therapeutic applications of medical cannabis, the science behind medical cannabis. Really cool, you know, forward-thinking type for us. We have the Cannabis and Hemp Academia Town Hall, and we have Brown, University of Connecticut, Stockton, Cornell, and SMART, a groundbreaking assembly of college professionals and students that will highlight and discuss the wave of cannabis and hemp curriculum taking place in many universities. Really cool stuff on January. As you know, a lot of these universities are actually coming up with curriculum in the science wing for their university. So a lot going on, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of great, great content and speakers, you know, at the show. So it's, you know, we're really excited about it, you know, so.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. The, I mean, it was like that when we spoke last, too, but the hemp industry has all but exploded in the time that since I've spoken to you last. Can you elaborate on some of the hemp-focused panels?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an entire hemp area, right? So on the show floor, we have a hemp pavilion. And the hemp pavilion, you can see companies that are in the hemp arena. You know, as well as, you know, when you talk about our schedule, and you talk about, hemp, you know, as a segment, one of the biggest things that we have as a session, actually as a, it's a kind of a, you know, workshop, but the biggest thing is hemp, the dawning of a new day in the U.S. And that's being presented by Jeff Whalen, who's the chairman of National Hemp Association. And it's going to be a workshop that will explain the passage of the 2018 bill, the Farm Bill, what it means for the hemp industry in the United States, and a wide range of topics will be discussed, starting with current legal landscape across the country and how it impacts CBD and fiber and grain industries. They'll also address new opportunities available to the industry, including banking, business insurance, crop insurance, R&D tax credits. You know, so I had actually got a call from somebody who was a hemp farmer, and specifically, you know, his questions were around how am I running my hemp business. And we have a track on Friday also called Running a Hemp Business, you know, and that's being done by, you know, David Robinson, Jeff Whaling, Clifton Parks. So there's a ton of hemp focused, and then we have a crop insurance program for industrial hemp, There's just a ton of hemp going on. You could take it in the seminars. You could talk to hemp focused businesses on the show floor, and learn from probably one of the most knowledgeable. We call him the Hemperer, Jeff Whaling. He's a real a plethora of information. I also wanted to touch upon one of the other things. With regard to our sessions, I think it's very important when we stay on that medical track. We have on Friday, Steve, 3 to 3:50, Kevin Murray, Murray. He's on the board member of Autism Speaks. Okay, and we have a topic called Autism: Perspectives, Passion, and Progress, and the whole flair of this session is going to be hearing from the experts in the autism community and how they discuss CBD and THC interacts with the body receptors, CB1, CB2, GPR55, and why it matters. So I think that, you know, this is kind of close to me because, you know, my best friend and his wife have a daughter who has autism. And so pretty cool bridging the gap for the medical space as well, for different special needs, and the use of CBD and THC for those. So, Kevin Murray is, on the board of Autism Speaks, and really another cool element of our show.
Right on. Looking forward to it. If I can bounce back to the investment related panels, you definitely indicated that there would be content and value for those who are interested in learning more about making investments in cannabis. Any content for those who are interested in learning more about raising money for their own business in cannabis?
Yeah, well, in these tracks, right, and at the there last year, I don't want to give out any wrong numbers, but last year, the flair of attendee looking for investment at our show to invest in these business was at a very high level. And I had one exhibitor, tell me that, he was exhibiting and, generated leads. But he was getting more investor inquiries into wanting to invest in his business, which was a good thing because, obviously, from an investment perspective, I talked about you're talking about companies that want to get investment, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess another way to ask my question is, will there be something for those who are absolutely looking for investments as opposed to investors who are looking to make strategic investments?
Yeah, well, we have an investment track, which starts on Thursday, Steve. So we have three different panels on Friday, which I think is important. We have investment and hemp work seminars going on Friday and Saturday. But I think the investment symposium that we have, but investing, protect thyself, investor versus company friendly deal terms, that's from 12 to 12:50. So if people are really, getting an investment is one thing, making sure it's a good deal for you is another, right? So you can do that and learn from that as a business owner. And then we have one at 2 to 250, which I think answers your question, finding the funding, right? An overview of debt and equity options to fund your business. Is that kind of in the line that you were talking about? And, from a business owner who's looking for funding, you could hear from Scott Jordan and Florence Hardy about how to fund your company and good deals and bad deals. But on the show floor as well, our exhibitors will have plenty of people that are looking to invest in businesses. So, and then we have a final, caption, think about your exit before you actually exit. So, learning about funding your business, I would probably say 2 to 2:50 on Friday is, a topic called finding your funding. I think that's right in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate you. Given the timeline, and obviously all of those timelines are available at cannabismeansbusiness.com also, right?
Yep, and you could actually streamline it. If you go to cannabismeansbusiness.com, you can actually under attend on our website, we have all of those schedules. So you want to go to attend New York, and then, you know, you could register. It has a schedule at a glance. It has workshops. It has all the speaker bios. It has our exhibitor list. It has the floor plan, so you can plan out your, you know, the companies you really want to speak with. You can download the Cannabis Week schedule, which is a cumulative brochure of all of our events that we have going on, you know, at the show and in and around the show. So if you're, you know, got something to do on a Saturday night, well, we have an event guide for you, or which we're coining Cannabis Week. So.
Yeah, is there, we touched on that a little bit, and I know, like you said, folks can find out more online. Is there anything, for the sake of this platform with regard to Cannabis Week that, you'd like to deep dive a little further?
Well, I think it's important that you make it an experience for your attendees coming into town, right? You no longer, and I think we touched upon this, networking is a huge component of this business, you know, any industry that's growing, right? So, you know, you can have exhibitors networking with each other is super important. Business owners attending our event, the kind of curious attending our event, networking is crucial to the movement of the industry. Good practices, transparency. So for us in Cannabis Week, we want to make it an experience, and we want to create these events, you know, and partners that are hosting the events. We want to make sure that we give all of our attendees the you know, obviously, the content and the exhibit floor. That's the anchor of Cannabis Week, which is CWCB Expo. But in and around the city, you know, fill your time, make the most of your time coming to a business event in an industry that's growing super fast. Because next year at this time, our New York show is going to be double the size. The industry is going to be moving at light speed as it already is. So you really want to make the most of your experience when you come to New York. You just don't want to pop in for a day and, you know, take in a seminar and go to the exhibit hall. You want to really be in it, you know, and you want to make sure you, you know, because you never know who you're going to meet at any one of these events, you know. That could be a game changer, you know. You know, you can come to the yacht party on Friday night and meet with, you know, all the players for a cruise around Manhattan, you know, down the Hudson and around Manhattan. Or you can come to our network mixer, which is at Hudson Terrace, which you can meet, you know, someone else. Or you can go to Julon and the art exhibit and meet somebody else. You know, you never know who. It's all about networking. That's how you're going to grow your business. This person knows this person, and here you go. You got your funding that you're looking for. You know what I mean? Or you got your employee that you can bring on to help you grow your business. Or you find that lighting company that you need for, you know, as a supplier for your greenhouse business. You never know. So that's why we're creating this Cannabis Week and surrounding our staple event, CWCB Expo, with all these other events.
I love it, and I can speak firsthand to the value in those networking opportunities and those events, and I can totally appreciate how, upon maybe hearing this for the first time, you can listen and think like, oh, okay, an event producer produced more events to tack on to their event or to grow anticipation or whatever it is. And while that may to some extent be the case, I just can't tell you how absolutely true it is that these events and these opportunities to rub shoulders and to shake hands are where, you know, relationships for life or clients for life or investors for life are absolutely made, and it speaks volumes to the intentions of Leading Edge Expositions and of CWCB Expo to have the mindfulness to, you know, turn this into a full-blown experience. I think I said that last time we talked too, that just based on the content and the features that you produced within CWCB Expo, I was already super excited to experience the event, knowing that it was more than that and set out to be an experience. And you know, taking the weekend or the few days that CWCB Expo is and turning it into this speaks volumes to your intentions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you come in, you know, you come into a show. I mean, you want something to do all the time, and it's surrounded by what the industry you're interested in, right? So, you know, that's why, you know, it was, you know, it was determined that we have to make it an experience, not just an event, not just a trade show anymore, right? So, and I think you see a lot of different industries do that, where you need to create an experience versus an event, you know, and the experience that we want to capture is if you're coming in from, you know, the West Coast and you're, you know, being in New York, you know, hey, well, listen, we struck a deal with, you know, if you want to take a client to a Yankee game or, you know, a Met game, we have a baseball experience program that you can, you know, go there, or you want to go, you know, if art is your thing and art and cannabis and you want to go to Julon and look at the art exhibit, you know, there's a whole bunch of things for, you know, we tried to partner with, you know, all these different events that, you know, really make it a cool experience and couch it into one cannabis week anchored by CWCB Expo, which content driven and, you know, exhibitors that are, you know, top exhibitors in the company and in the country and a lot of, and in the world for that matter, and a lot of new faces exhibiting on the show floor as well. And so, you know, you could check out our exhibitor list as well, which, you know, a lot of cool new cutting edge companies are exhibiting. So, It's gonna be a great week in New York in May. So,
absolutely. I think you mentioned earlier, but sold out of exhibition space. No business opportunities, so to speak.
Well, I can tell you this: in the trade show business, it's really cool to create a waiting list for exhibit space, right? For us. We're in that predicament right now. You know, and there are things happen for exhibitors, things come up and, you know, but right as of right now, we are completely sold out of exhibit space on our show floor. And next year, obviously we're looking to expand the footprint at the Javits Center in terms of exhibit space to create an even bigger expo hall. You know, the expo hall from front to back, literally from the entrance to the loading docks, you know, the space is full. So, that'll be a one day just to, as an attendee, one day to walk around the exhibit hall and talk to all these companies and meet the executives of these, you know, movers and shaking companies, you know?
Absolutely. Well said. If there's anything that we haven't had a chance to cover today, and I guess I'll preface all of this by saying, if there are unanswered questions that a listener has at this point, CannabisMeansBusiness.com is the place to go. Otherwise, definitely refer back to our last conversation, the previous podcast between Greg and I. Is there anything that we haven't gotten to hit today that whether it's for folks that are considering attending or for folks that are already planning on being there as attendees or even your exhibitors or sponsors, any final thoughts or messages for your attendees or prospectives?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think we covered a lot here, Steve. So thank you. We covered a lot in a lot of different sessions. And I think the best thing to do is to visit our website, CannabisMeansBusiness.com. And under the New York tab, you can find whatever schedules, whether it's you're looking to find funding for your business or you're looking to learn how to run a hemp business or you're interested in our autism panel or you want to take in open the cannabis. Everything is on our website. It's very easy to use, very easy to navigate. And you could plan your trip out there. We have a travel hub where we have, you know, great rates on hotel rooms, you know, and it's just a plethora of information on our site and, you know, learn about the speakers and really plan your week, you know, with us right off our website.
Awesome. I appreciate your time as always. How's the rest of the day look for you? Pretty easy?
Yeah, I'm going to let everyone go today a little early because of the weekend. We got to celebrate, you know, Passover, Good Friday. You got 420. You got Easter. You got the whole gamut. So, you know, we're gonna let everyone go a little early today and start their weekend off and have a great weekend before the fun starts May 1, you know.
Right on. Sounds good. Well, as always, I appreciate your time and the insights.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, buddy. And you have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. You have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
For more information or to register to attend the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition in New York City this May 29th through June 1st, visit CannabisMeansBusiness.com. Register before May 11th and save with early bird discounts and use CannaToday19 at checkout to save an additional 10%. I'm Steve Blank. Thanks again for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast.